Encore is a French word which means again or once more. When we go to a concert of music or dance, we tell the performer how much we enjoyed hearing or seeing him by applauding and saying words like bravo and encore. The performer usually surprises us with one or more pieces, which are usually so much fun that we leave the concert smiling.
The reason I've selected the subject of Tibetan Buddhism is that it has some very remarkable aspects to it, which exemplify the coming together of the domains that we usually separate as spiritual and material. There is an aspect of Tibetan Buddhism which is called by the Sanskrit word tantric. That's the adjective, the anglicized adjective of tantra, T-A-N-T-R-A, the basic meaning of which is a web. And the secondary meaning is continuity. Supposing you've woven a bird on the one side of it. It looks as if the bird stands there all by itself, but if you turn it over, you see that the threads which make up the bird are continuous with the whole thing. It runs underneath, and so you get a total piece of weaving. So, in the same way, when in everyday life we perceive things, we see them as if they were disconnected, as if they stood out alone in space and were things in a world rattling around like peas in a pod or something like that. But there is another point of view from which, looking at it as it were from the underside, you will discover the continuity of all individuals. Whatever kind of individual you're thinking about, whether you're thinking about a human individual or a pebble or an insect or a mountain, there's a point of view from which you can see their continuity, a meaning of tantra, with the whole thing. And there are many ways in which the Buddhism of Tibet has exemplified this, and so that's why I'm going to talk about it.